The winners of this year's Czech Press Photo, a competition recognizing the very best in Czech and Slovak photography, were announced on Monday. This year, the prestigious main prize, known as the Crystal Eye, was awarded to freelance photographer Martin Banchak. The international jury chose as the winning entry his portrait of an injured girl in hospital, a survivor of the devastating earthquake which hit Haiti earlier this year. And a little earlier, I spoke to Martin Banchak personally and asked him for background to the black and white photo.
I came to Haiti with a medical team of humanitarian organization, Magna Children at Risk, and I was one of the members of the team, and I spent in Haiti almost 3 weeks. It was not immediately after the earthquake, it was like 2 or 3 weeks later on. So I found this girl in one of the hospitals in Port-au-Prince, community hospital, which was not totally destroyed, so the operation was going on. And as you see from the photograph, the girl I found there, it was a huge chaos in the hospital, like everyday chaos. It was not organized at all. And the girl, she was in the small room in the backwards of the hospital, and she was staring on the wall and looking without any movement on her face. And I just photographed her. I sit opposite to her, and she was not moving at all, and she was there alone. Probably she lost her parents. She was not talking a lot. She was not talking at all. So that was when I photographed her.
The juries said that they, they indicated that for them, this photograph largely symbolizes the tragedy as a whole. Is it a symbol for you as well of what happened there?
It's absolutely what jury said. It's what I would say. It's the image that I tried to find and to take it and to show the innocence of the people. I was not too much interested in the chaos which was there. It was typically chaos like you have it in this kind of situation. I was looking for this iconic picture.
Many people will comment that it also shows the unfairness of the situation.
Exactly, it's absolutely unfair that people. Still, it's 8 months after Haiti. I'm going to Haiti in 3 weeks again, and still the situation is the same. It's totally unfair, especially for the children. I've never seen before so many people with amputations, and the way how they were amputated, it's a long-term problem which has to be somehow discussed and to see how to act after these humanitarian catastrophes, because it was chaotic at all.
As a photographer, do you know anything about the background of the subject in this kind of situation, or does this little girl remain anonymous too?
In this situation, I didn't ask. There was no chance to ask anything. She was really like staring on the wall, and there was no way of the discussion. She's a young girl, probably 10, 11 years, not more.
You mentioned that you're going back.
I'm going back. I would like to cover almost 1 year after the earthquake and to see that the camps, what we all of us know from the news, how the people live there. The camps are in the huge violent lead by the gangs. So the innocent people are again there, the last who cares.
Photographer Martin Banchak, the winner of this year's Czech Press Photo, talking to me there. And if you'd like to have a look at his work, and I'm sure you would, as well as photos in a number of different categories from current affairs to sport, be sure to visit Czech Press Photo, that's one word, .cz.